I'm so selfish. I'm actually making the Lord come and accept food stuff. Which has been arranged by our funeral. See, these people are very materialistic, and their materialistic consciousness is actually
infected
with food stuff. Because all this food is purchased by the
materialists.
And you stop them by not the
world. You want to protect it with your
husband. Stop it.
And
the Lord, he was trying to understand, why is it that I'm not being invited to lunch? And he inquired, Srila Dhammadhara Goswami told him. I can just imagine why Raghunath Das should stop. He felt that he was being very selfish, forcing him to come to eat this food. Out of your kindness, you've been coming and accepting this meal every day for
almost 2 years.
Simply because you did not want to disturb him. But he thought that actually it was very selfish in his part. He stopped
taking the food.
And Lord Chaitanya, when he heard this, he could understand that Raghunath Das had really imbibed the spirit of renunciation. He casted himself from all kinds of worldly
connections.
Lord Chaitanya actually had given Raghunath Das two gifts. He gave him a stone that was the Lord Mahatma.
The Lord Mahatma.
The Lord Mahatma. That the Lord had kept it in possession for several years. And the Lord, sometimes he could be seen with the Govardhan Shila. And tears would be flowing through his eyes, flowing over the washing
of the Govardhan Shila.
And this same Shila actually could be
seen around the sun.
So he was very pleased with Raghunath
Das Goswami
in all respects. Therefore, it's described that Raghunath Das Goswami became a very, very confidential
person.
And he was with the Lord much of his later pastimes. And because of his constant presence with the Lord at that time, that is where he observed the pastimes of the Lord and memorized
them.
Everything was simply all in his memory. And then he took everything from memory and he became very, very elaborate. With these elaborate notes that were given to which is used to compile so in this appearance they evoke
he was requested
to compile Lord Chaitanya's testament. He was in his late 90s when many of the devotees in Vrindavan had requested
him.
There was one devotee whose name was Haridas Pandit. Who was very, very fond of always hearing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And many of the pastimes at that time had been already compiled by shrivadasamata.org, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was later called the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
It reminds me of the
and all the devotees in Vrindavan would sit and relish hearing this pastime of
worshiping.
But many of Lord Chaitanya's later pastimes had not been written about in great detail by
Vrindavan.
Because the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, they're so voluminous that every second is a
pastime.
Practically every moment can be recorded, it can be expanded upon as a pastime.
Каждую секунду можно записать и описать каждую гуру Господа.
So Srila Vrindavan Thakur had taken much of the Lord's pastimes and then earlier pastimes and compiled it to the Chaitanya Mangala.
Srila Vrindavan Thakur сам взял ранний гуру Господа и описал свое Чайтанья Мангала.
But the devotees became very anxious at hearing some of the more details of the Lord's later pastimes.
Они хотели более подробно услышать о поздних гуру
Господа. Specifically there was this one devotee, Haridas Pandit, who was a disciple of
Anantacharya,
who began discussing amongst many of the other devotees in Vrindavan
at the time
how wonderful it would be here to hear a lot of these other later
pastimes.
Because Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami had access to many of these pastimes. The devotees were all appealing to him to please to write about
this.
From the notes of Srila Dhammadhara Goswami, what he had heard from
Radhanath Goswami,
as well as from the diary of Harari Gupta, who was a physician. But it is appropriate for all Vaishnavas acharyas that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami did not feel himself to be very
qualified.
He said, only I know that at this advanced age in my life it will not be possible.
Compile
such details. Without the blessings of the Vaishnavas themselves, and without the direct permission of the Lord, and therefore all the devotees actually they bestowed upon him their blessings to please write. And then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami went to the beauty of Madana Mohan. And he wanted to beg from the deity the blessing, the benediction, the permission for writing this great work. So first within his mind he prayed to Srila
Vrindavan Das Thakur
that he would please bestow upon him the blessings to compile this
book.
And then he went before the deity of Madan Mohan and prayed please to benedict him so that he could write. And right at that moment when he was offering his prayer, the garland came up, fell from the deity. And the pujari went and simply took the garland and had fallen from the deity and placed it over the head of Krishna Das
Kaviraj.
And in this way, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami had been felt that it was convinced that the Lord had granted his permission to completely give his compilation. At a very advanced age, he began writing, he said, in late 90s. In fact, at one point in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he writes, he says, I have now become too old and disturb the invalidity.
While
writing, my hands are trembling.
Когда я пишу, моя рука дрожит.
I cannot remember anything.
Я не могу ничего вспомнить.
Nor can I see or hear properly.
Я не могу нормально видеть или слышать.
Still I am writing.
Все-таки я пишу.
And this is a great moment.
И это удивительное большое чудо.
He's writing in his way.
Он пишет это.
In many places in a lot of parts of Anti Lila.
Очень много места в Анти Лиле.
Кришнадас Кавираж, Госвами is expressing this, that I cannot understand how this is happening. And he was even fearing that it's possible that I may not even complete this work.
И он боялся, что может быть, так, не так, что не смогу закончить.
It is a great wonder that these pastimes
are очень удивительно, что все эти игры, они текут.
And are manifesting themselves in faithful glory.
И появляются на этом момент.
So, we know that this is not a Kavirat Goswami. He completed his work.
Мы знаем, что Кришнадас Госвами закончил свою работу.
And therefore, we also have asked that he has given us many of the detailed descriptions of what Kishman has manifested.
Он описал нам очень много больших подробностей, какие поздние люди.
So, certainly to hear about the activities of such great Vaishnava giants,
конечно, слушать о деятельности великих Вайшнав Ачарьев
becomes the source of inspiration for all devotees.
Когда мы слушаем об этом, мы очень вдохновляемся.
To hear their devotion and their renunciation.
Когда мы слушаем об этом преданности и об отречении.
And their complete dedication and faith in serving the Lord.
И об их полной вере и посвященности служению Господу.
And so on such days as the disappearance days of such Vaishnava Ачарьев, we continuously hear and chant of their word.
И такие дни, когда мы уходим, в Ачарье, мы должны постоянно слушать и распевать их славу.
And pray to their Lord to speak.
И молитвы, чтобы
that we may also become engaged fully in devotional service.
Чтобы мы могли тоже исполнить его служение.
Follow their footsteps.
Следуя по их
путям. Because he had formally accepted the
For
one who is in household life, he can also be renounced.
кто-то ведет семейный жизнь, также может быть включен. Использовать все служение
Господу.
Но конкретно он уже звучит должен оставить
семью.
И подготовиться к тому, как поднимется к правому Богу. И на этом стадии человек уже оставляет все это.
Of course, there are many provisions that are given. Provisions, yes. That for preaching, that a sannyasi may engage in certain types of activities. For instance, previously a sannyasi was not supposed to travel in any kind of
conveyance.
So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta established the principle that for preaching is strictly one thing. Or for instance, a sannyasi is not supposed to fly over the ocean. Go across the ocean. But for preaching, Srila Prabhupada went across the ocean to America. Or a sannyasi is actually not supposed to wear
sarung.
But for preaching, then certainly a sannyasi can do these things. So, in many ways, we see that for establishing Lord Caitanya's sankirtan movement throughout the world, that adjustments have been made according to time, place, and circumstances. For instance, although sannyasi should not wear opulent clothing, certainly we can imagine what would happen if the sannyasis would try to preach and influence others,
if they
were simply wearing some short Babaji
gloves
and dressing like Babaji's as they were traveling around the world preaching. So for preaching, obviously, the sannyasi, he wears respectable clothing. And for preaching, the sannyasi can also travel in
different types of things.
Because that is the real renunciation. Is the Paratma Nishtha, which is to be firmly fixed in service to Lord
Jesus and Lord.
But for Raghunath Das Goswami, specifically at the time when Raghunath Das Goswami was manifesting his
testimony,
and the place and the circumstance, his preaching was his example.
Его проповедь звучала в том, что он делал обмен.
Его
проповедь сказал, что он должен действовать соответственно. как трудно может отличить истинное его обличение или ложное.
Of course, this is something that's very difficult sometimes for the guru to understand himself. Sometimes people try to renounce more than what they're capable of renouncing by imitation, by imitating others.
Люди пытаются подражать другим, таким образом отвлекаться больше, чем они способны. Но описывается, что такое подражание ведет к падению.
Прабхупада
приводил пример с Сивадхи
Сиддхантхи.
Что есть разница между подражанием и следованием.
If one tries to imitate the behavior of
Radha-Mahatma,
by eating the amount of food that he
ate,
and by engaging in devotional service
22.5 hours
a day, without being on that level of realization, then he will immediately fall out.
То есть его ум и чувства, они полностью переполняются материальными желаниями.
Of course, if one is overwhelmed by material desires,
конечно, если кого-то переполняет материальные
желания,
он продолжает думать о таких материальных желаниях.
This is one obvious indication
that he has not
achieved the level of realization required for the renunciation.
Что он не достиг достаточной стадии отречения.
And of course, there are certain levels of renunciation. And I'm speaking about imitation of the great renunciates, the levels of renunciation So Prabhupada speaks about that instead of imitating one follows in the footsteps.
Он так говорит, что если вместо того, чтобы продолжать надо исследовать,
in other words, he adopts a level of renunciation.
Принимать соответствующий уровень,
which is can be sustainable,
который можно поддерживать,
and he continues along that platform,
и продолжает находиться на этом уровне,
always trying to gradually decrease,
всегда пытается
decrease the renunciation,
постепенно уменьшать каждый.
And in this way, he's following in the footsteps of Radha.
That's exactly what Radha
Mahatma
does.
He actually renounced
it and kept on increasing his renunciation.
Whereas if one tries to jump to a level of
renunciation
without the sufficient realization,
and
instead he simply looks back and thinks about all the things he could be doing. Simply meditate on Of course, there is a certain level of renunciation which is expected.
Конечно, ожидается какое-то определенное увеличение.
Anyone who is trying to be engaged in emotional service,
каждый, кто пытается заниматься этим,
one has to give up intoxication,
должен оставить интоксикацию,
beginning,
настоящий
gambling,
and
illicit sex,
незаконный секс.
This, we're not speaking about this type of artificial renunciation.
Мы не говорим, что это искусственное отличие.
This is not artificial renunciation.
Это не искусственное.
This is human life.
Это человеческая жизнь.
If anyone wants to be considered human being,
если кто-то хочет, чтобы вы считали человеком,
he must at least come to this level of renunciation.
Он должен, по крайней мере, быть на такой стадии отличения.
We're not talking about this as artificial renunciation.
Мы не говорим, что это искусственное отличение.
We're talking about the increase of austerity.
Мы говорим об увеличении
аскетики. The level of increasing sleep and decreasing one's increasing sleeping, decreasing one's eating.
Улучшение сна и еды.
In the way that he has demonstrated. But if somebody thinks, well, renunciation is too much for him to maintain these four elements of principle.
Кто-то думает, что одно слишком большое отвлечение, слишком
искусственное.
Я слишком много, слишком сильно привязан к этим
вещам. Он
понимает, что он на самом деле не принял этот
процесс.
Я понимаю, что перестав приглашать Господа, я дальше перестал занимать служение себе. И как это вы сделаете в отношении к такому сущности?
Point is that Раганатха is using wealth to appear to people.
Смысл в том, что Раганатха использовал деньги для туристических людей.
And he felt that he was affecting what he was influencing. There are three questions. I'll call on you. What is mean with the He was simply being very expressive. In other words, Raghunath Das was completely satisfied. Just like we say every morning, I want to speak to our full satisfaction. So we honor the Shadow in that way to our full satisfaction. So Raghunath Das Goswami was honoring the Shadow to his full satisfaction. For him it was like a feast. Because he was fully satisfied by doing this
feast.
I heard that in some American and European students study from the Bhagavad Gita, what is the reason of this study? Economic development or society problems? Or do they understand what this study?
Well, I'm not sure about the study of Srimad
Bhagavatam.
I'm not sure about
the study of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Not
Bhagavad Gita,
because in most universities they're reading the Bhagavad Gita by some author in Asia. But the question is why are they studying it? Well, I personally can't answer this question. But it's because he invited the devotees to come to give a week-long lecture on a daily basis to do the summary of the Bhagavad Gita at the end of the course. So although they were studying in class as a literary class, so to speak, then the devotees, they were coming and they were giving this
satsang,
and they did it every single day. But why the students were taking the course,
it
wasn't for the purpose of obtaining
knowledge,
but they were getting exposed. So I can't say what the motivation is for a person to take a course to study it.
So you not taking a food with it,
I believe is what the question that you're asking.
Excuse me, what about that question?
Probably to get their 3 credits. Credits is something you get when you complete a course that goes for the degree.
It's still close to close it now.
One must definitely be frustrated with your life. So I may say, well, maybe I'm not frustrated enough. And that's why I can't do anything else. Maybe I should just go out and try to indulge in sense gratification a little more from sufficient frustration.
Я может пойду создаться, чтобы достаточно чего.
So we read about that 2 minutes ago. Where the example was given that an intelligent person learns by hearing.
Что где говорится, что разумный человек
And that Dalai person, he learns by hearing, and he has to see it, that he's punished first, that see that he's punished first. And somebody who is even less intelligent, he has to learn by first hearing, but he can't learn by hearing. So he has to be punished. And it still doesn't work. And it goes out of the thinking again. So there were these three different levels of persons that were discussed in the very beginning part of the triple and the
position.
And Dalai person should hear that materialistic life is the cause of suffering. And he can read the different examples that are given in the scriptures. And he can hear the description of the hellish planet. What's the reactions one has to get for all kinds of sinful activities? If he's intelligent, he can take it by the tongue. He can be renounced by hearing. And therefore such a person doesn't have to be punished. Just like a thief. Which is the example that was used. An intelligent person hears that stealing is bad. And
if
he steals, he'll be punished. So he's just a thief. Somebody who's less intelligent, he's
idiot.
And he gets punished. Somebody who's less, and then he stops. And a less intelligent person, he steals. He gets punished. And then after the punishment is over, he goes out and steals again. So, it's not that the person has to be someone renounced by repeated punishment. Although one should be frustrated with material life, it's not that this is our first time around. Therefore, if one hears, one can give it up. So he was also a if he demonstrated how he was going to his presence, that's in the same way that Lord Chaitanya is conditioned and can understand what is in the mind of the devotee. So here it's described that Lord Chaitanya immediately knew what Bhagavan does. It's time for me to break these chains that
bind me, and to renounce all.
So Lord Chaitanya instructed me to follow your
words.
He told me to be patient. Don't be crazy. Exactly. Don't be
crazy.
By and by, you will be able to cross the ocean of material. You should not make yourself a show boss of the boat. A devotee just by external things. For the time being, you should enjoy the material world as a sticking
flow. And do not become a guest.
Within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful. But externally you may behave like an ordinary
man.
Thus Krishna will still be very pleased with the limited.
Кришна будет доволен с тобой, скоро спасет тебя за простые планы.
You may see me at Jagannathpuri when I return after visiting Vrindavan.
Ты можешь увидеть меня в Jagannathpuri, поскольку я
к
этому времени тоже можно встретиться.
What kind of means you will have to use at the time will be revealed by Krishna.
Что тебе Кришна покажет тому времени.
If one has Krishna's mercy, nobody can check it.
Потому что если нет милости Кришны, то все не было.
So these were very, very relevant instructions that were given to them. He told them that externally you should appear just as if you're
enjoying the material world.
And that actually everything will be revealed by
Krishna.
Such a way that it will be very obvious how you will be able to escape from this material. And the specific of the instructions he used is he told him don't become as a false
renunciate.
The Prabhupada explains this.
The
word Makatavaragya indicated false pronunciation is very important.
Srila
Bhakti Siddhanta Srinivasa Thakur is commenting on this word.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur commenting on this word.
Points out that monkeys make an external show of pronunciation.
Оказывается, что обезьяны, то есть внешне кажутся отвлеченными.
А поскольку
они не носят никакой одежды и живут только обнаженными
людьми.
Так они считают себя отвлеченными.
Но на самом деле они очень busy enjoying hands-care
application. Они наслаждаются чувственным наслаждением с тысячами обезьян.
Such renunciation is called Makatavaragya.
Такое отречение называется Makatavaragya.
The renunciation
of the world. Отречение от
обезьян. One cannot be really renounced when one actually becomes disgusted with material activity.
Человек не может на самом деле отречься, пока он не чувствует отвращение от материальной деятельности.
And sees it as a stumbling block to
spiritual work. И пока он не видит, что это является основным препятствием к его духовному жизни.
Renunciation should not be coupled by temporary,
but should
exist throughout
one's life.
Temporary renunciation, a monkey renunciation, is like the renunciation one feels at a cremation ground. Temporary renunciation. When a man takes a dead body to the crematorium,
so that just приводит на крематорий.
He sometimes
thinks,
this is the final end of the body.
Это конец тела.
Why am I working so hard day and night?
Зачем мне тяжело трудиться днём и ночью?
Such sentiments naturally arise in the mind of any man who goes to the crematorium of God.
Он каждый, кто представляет крематорий, у него возникает такие мысли.
However, as soon as he returns to the cremation ground,
однако, как только он возвращается оттуда, он опять занимается материальной деятельностью для чувственного
наслаждения.
Это называется Makatavaragya.
So Prabhupada is specifically talking about renunciation should not be temporary, but should exist throughout one's life.
Если подумаешь, что обращение должно быть временным, должно длиться всю жизнь.
And one should not be really renounced, the one who comes to be discovered.
Сейчас не можем полностью ответить, пока у нас не почувствует обращение, как я это вижу. Поэтому мы видим, что это является камнестоновением, это духовное
процессе.
Он описывает, что иногда в сердце человека могут появиться ложные чувства от их
освящения.
Отвлечение, которое существует, которое находится на
поле.
Когда человек приходит туда, он открывает глаза.
That appeared in such a way to satisfy everyone.
Чтобы удовлетворить всем.
Так. That in this way, Lord Caitanya said farewell to Radhana Das, and Radhana Das returned home to his family.
Так как сочетание прощался с Радханасой Дас, так и тот вернулся домой, и Аша делал ему то, что делал ему.
Радханаса Дас gave up all craziness and external pseudo-renunciation.
Он оставил всю сумасшествие и внешнее отвлечение.
And he engaged in his household duties without objection.
И занимался домашним делом без недовольства.
And when Радханаса Дас, his father and mother saw that his son was acting like a household.
Когда отец и мать у нас увидели, что он действует как обычный домохозяин, они тобой
впечатлили.
И поэтому они так сразу посмеялись.
In other words, they were thinking, he's become sane again.
Они думали, ну, опять вернулся в здраво.
Just being
normal.
Working hard.
Making
money. He doesn't talk like a crazy man. Thinking about how he's going to run away
at home.
As it is described previously, every day Radhana Das tried to run away.
И для этого пишет, что Радхана Дас каждый день пишет на попытке, чтобы убежать. Родители думают, что такая прекрасная жена. У него такой же богатый, как у Господа Нижа. Наверное, вообще полностью. Почему он так пошел с ума в таком случае?
Even though, as we previously read, that both Govardhan and Sanatana Madhu Madhara, they were actually very, very dedicated to the
community.
They are always giving in charity. Still, they cannot understand why Radhana Das is giving. And they actually describe
it as a phenomenon
and it's crazy. And Lord Chaitanya instructed him, just don't act like a crazy person.
Just
give up your craziness. And don't act that way. In other words, what Lord Chaitanya was saying is don't be a fanatic. That actually everything will be arranged by the Lord.
Krishna goes through it.
And can't you see that if you try to go about it this way, without being sufficiently renounced in the heart, and being very, very superficial in your
renunciation,
then it's not a clear indication of the Lord.
So
Prabhupada continues in his report. That in order to render service to the Lord, one may accept necessary things. If one lives in this way, he may actually become
well.
And Prabhupada quotes one verse in the message of devotion. The bare necessities of life must be accepted. But one should not superfluously increase the person.
но нельзя не все это искусственно увеличить эти объекты. Но однако не нужно их безнадежно
уменьшать.
Нужно просто понимать то, что необходимо для того, чтобы соблюдать искусство.
And then there's another
thought about what I'm saying. How one accepts
everything to the service of the Lord.
It's called Mr. Vairagya. It's called Mr. Vairagya. It's called Mr. Vairagya. It's called
Mr.
Vairagya. It's called Mr. Vairagya. It's called Mr. Vairagya.
That the word Mahasavarasa is used by
Lord
Chaitanya to indicate so-called
Vaishnavas
who dress themselves
in
money class, trying to imitate
the truth of this one.
Thus people carry a
beat as
a chant.
Such people carry a beat as a chant.
But at heart, they are always thinking about
being in this way.
Unknown to others, these Mahasavarajis, maintain women, but
externally present themselves with them. Общаются с женщинами, но внешне они кажутся обречёнными.
Но Чайтанья не very much opposed to Шри
Вайшнава. Господь Чайтанья очень...
Сюда? Либо здесь?
Очень плохо относится, короче, к таким людям, которые подражают Вайшнава.
Radhanathas said that received the message that Lord Chaitanya was returning to Mathura. And therefore he was thinking that he would go and see the Lord. So at that particular time there was a Mohammedan official collecting taxes. But what happened is that Raghunath Das's uncle, Piranya, he had made an arrangement with the government that he would collect taxes. And this Mohammedan official, he lost his job. But he found out that Piranya was cheating the government. And he, therefore he went to arrest Hiranyamadhava
Mahadevar.
But Hiranyamadhava Mahadevar was not there. And the only person who was there was Rabban
Hassan.
So he decided that he would arrest Rabban. So he brought Raghunath Das to jail. And Raghunath Das was remained in prison. And he was trying to think of how he could get out. So he began preaching to this Mohammedan Chaudhary, or official who was standing outside the prison gate. And he appealed to his sentiments by speaking about his family and how they were related. And he said that I'm just like your son. How can you keep your son on the
other?
So Raghunath Das spoke in such a convincing way that tears began falling from his eyes and flowing into his beard. Then he was so much influenced by the speaking that he said, okay, I'll let
you know.
But when he let him out, he said, actually, I feel that your uncle Haranya, he should give me some portion of the money that he fixed.
Он сказал, я думаю, что все-таки твой дядя Хирани, он должен какой-то процент из своей жизни так
давать.
И он взял его, и вместе пошли встретиться с
Хирани.
И он все устроил совершенно много. И был очень удовлетворен.
Но
Раганат Даса опять же вернули в общение со своей семьей.
So he wasn't able to get away again. So he continued for another year. Working and satisfying everybody. Performing all of his duties in the
household.
And continuing his employment. Satisfying all the family members. So one day he decided that he would try to go see
Bhagavad-Gita.
So he was able to get away to go see
Bhagavad-Gita.
And he was thinking that actually if Nityananda would somehow bestow upon him the benediction to get the shelter of Bhagavad-Gita, that's certainly.
И он думал, что если Господинада даст нам благословение, что кто обрел ближайшее почитание, то тогда он добился успеха.
So he went and he saw Господинада from a distant place.
И он отправился далеко от Господинада.
But he didn't approach him.
Но он не приблизился.
But all the associates of Господинада, they immediately recognized
Господинада. Все спутники Господинада, они медленно узнали его.
And they said, look, there's Раганат Дас, offering obeisances.
Они сказали, вот смотри, там завлекайте Раганат Даса по полному
предложению.
Господь Синанда немедленно подозвал свою Раганат Дас. Поставил его служить на такую же голову.
So Raganat, then Господь Синанда told Raganat Das, to immediately prepare a feast for everyone. And Raghunath Das really took this as a very great opportunity to serve
Bhagavad-Gita.
But he was thinking that if I can satisfy
Bhagavad-Gita,
then certainly he will be able to bless me to our own show. He arranged a very, very, very large festival. It's called the Chip Rice Festival.
И он устроил праздник, как будто вы
Anyway, it was a big festival.
Очень большой праздник.
And there was a lot of prasada made.
Да и там было очень много просада приготовлено.
To satisfy Lord Nityananda and all his associates.
Чтобы удовлетворить Лорда Нитьянанду и всех его.
Радханатха personally went out and purchased all the ingredients.
Радханатха сам пошел и купил все ингредиенты.
He was very happy to use all his money this way.
Он был очень счастлив, что он так много мог использовать.
And it was such a wonderful festival.
Это был такой прекрасный праздник.
And everybody was relishing so much the prasada.
Все так наслаждались этим прасадом.
That Lord Nityananda, he personally came.
И Господь Нитьянанда сам пришел.
And although nobody could see that Lord Nityananda was there, but he came by the meditation of Lord Nityananda. And everyone saw that Lord Nityananda, he was taking and placing food in somebody's mouth.
He was taking Lord Nityananda and put out the fish in the
But it was Lord Chaitanya who had come. And he was accepting the prasada right from the And it was a very wonderful festival.
Lord
Nityananda was very, very pleased with Raghunandasa remaining this whole festival.
Господь нам был очень рад, что Раганатдаса так строил.
After this festival, Raghunandasa closed his mind
for this festival.
And he said, I've come to you because I'm appealing to you. I want to appeal to you, please, somehow.
Сказал, я пришел к тебе, чтобы попросить тебя одну вещь.
Can you possibly arrange for me to get the shelter to go to Kyoto?
Не мог бы помочь мне, если ты будешь его спасти, как
I know because if you can arrange
it. Сказал, что я знаю, что если ты это спасти,
And he's describing right here.
Как он здесь объяснил.
He said that I'm the lowest of men.
Это же я самый низший из людей.
The most sinful quality of men.
Самый Приходный, плачь и...
Nevertheless, I desire to attain the shelter of Sri
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Я желаю достичь вершины Господа Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху.
I'm like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon. I've tried many times, but I've never been successful. Every time I try to get away from my home relationship, my father and mother always come back and tie me up. No one can attain the shelter of Lord Chaitanya without your mercy. If you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain shelter in
this place.
Although I'm unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea, I'm nevertheless requesting you. Please be especially merciful for me.
Пожалуйста,
прими
мне свое сегодня.
Please place your
lotus feet
in my head. And give me the
benediction
that I may achieve the shelter for
a time without difficulty. Благодарю меня, так чтобы я смог без трудностей обрести тебе шелк
в Твоем Господе. I'm praying to you.
Я молю тебя, это поможет.
So, after Raghunandasa appealed to Lord Nityananda's way. Lord Nityananda smiled and he told all of
the devotees.
He said, Raghunandasa's standard of material happiness is like down in India, the king of heaven. Because of the mercy that Lord Chaitanya has bestowed upon Raghunandasa. Although he is situated in material happiness, he doesn't like it at all. Therefore, every one of you, please be merciful to
Raghunandasa.
Give him the benediction that very soon he will obtain his shelter.
Дайте ему такое благословение, чтобы он очень скоро достиг ближайшего
Господа Кришны.
Дальше он объясняет, что каждый, кто испытывает получается, как бы частицы вот этой свободы.
He does not value the standard. He does not even value the standard of happiness available
from the Lord. Он обращает внимание даже на счастье, которое дано.
Then what did you learn to call Rama and
Sarah? Мы говорим о
because you've arranged this feast on the bank of his enemies. Lord Chaitanya came here just to show you his
mercy.
By his father's mercy, he ate the chipped rice in the
open.
Then after seeing the dancing with the devotees, he took his meal. Lord Chaitanya came here personally to deliver
you.
Rest assured, all the impediments met the abundance are now gone.
And теперь все все преграды, которые держали его в прощении, сегодня исчезли.
Lord Chaitanya will accept you and will place you under the charge of the Secretary of State.
Господь Читание примет тебя и поместит ее в что по крайней мере, вам стоит стараться вам помогать.
And you'll therefore become the most confidential internal servant and will obtain the shelter.
Так ты станешь на самом месте с тобой.
So, Bhagavanata, after the shelter.
И Руна Дасу, чтобы уже увидишь.
And return.
И вернулся домой.
When he was at home, actually, Ravana Das, he continued again. And with all of his worldly efforts, just see how many times. In other words, he was so determined, had so much faith
in the Lord.
Then he would go back and externally indulge in all of these
activities.
Although he had no
attraction
whatsoever. Because he had firm faith that the Lord
would actually
arrange
everything.
So of course, one may say if he had this firm faith, why would he only find it in the
world?
But he was always simply going to exceed the association of the
blessings.
Because he knew if he had the blessings of the Vaishnavas,
and
certainly
he would be
successful. So he wanted to get these added blessings. So he received these blessings.
Well,
the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. And then he returned
home.
So he used to sleep out in the what is called the Durga Mandapa. It is a place where the courtyard
where there's
a not that he would worship in Durga. But it seems that maybe somebody in the family must have been worshiping. So he would sleep out in that place in the courtyard. And the guards would all be there. But one night his family priest, the other man of the charge, actually he was the first spiritual master of
Ravana.
But he was just a family priest. He had come to Ravana Das to heal him. He wanted the assistance of Ravanatha to preach to some of the pujaris in the temple. Because they wanted to give up their duties. And the other Nandacharya wanted to remain sitting with their duties in the So Yadunanda the Acharya had actually made all the arrangements for Raghunath Das to leave the conference. It was in the middle of the night. And he got past all the guards. Because he was walking with the other hand on the charm. So after he got past all the guards, he began speaking to the other hand on the charm.
Когда он прошел все эти экспертизы, он начал говорить о нем.
So he knew that he should not go with them. Because if he went with them to Puri, then he would meet them. Because it's known by everybody in Chantipur that these devotees every year they go
to Puri.
So immediately he didn't go, he immediately went to different directions, he headed towards the south. And went simply from village to village. Because he didn't want to go by the main road
before.
And sure enough, and the following day, when Raghunath Das's parents went to see Raghunath Das, so they immediately arranged, they sent out 10 guards and to go out and find them. And obviously the first place they went to was they went to join Shivananda Sena. They went to Shivananda Sena's
party.
So when they got there, they said they were looking for the son of Govardhana.
Они сказали, что мы подыщем этого
So then they went back and reported. And Raghunath Das, he was simply going from village to village
the back
way. And many days he had to fast. In fact, he walked for 12 consecutive days. And
only 3
of those days he was able to take a little milk, a little food along the way. And finally he arrived so I summarized to bring us up to the point with what we're talking about that finally comes in these
locations.
So finally when he arrived in Puri, he met Lord Chaitanya, he was sitting with his companions. And he stayed in a distant place. And
Mukunda
Das said, oh, look, here's Raghunath. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya heard these words, he immediately welcomed
Raghunath.
And system here. The Lord stood up and was wasting on his
stomach.
He offered prayer to the lotus feet of all the devotees.
And
Lord Chaitanya bestowed upon him. And Lord Chaitanya embraced him
also.
Lord Chaitanya said that the mercy of Lord Krishna is stronger than anything else. Therefore, the Lord has delivered you from the ditch of
materialism.
So, of course, this is the final point when Bhagavad Das is finally taking shelter of what you There are many other descriptions of Raghunath Das's qualities.
There's
a heightness of renunciation that he performed. After taking shelter of the Lord. And as we described in the beginning, that how Raghunath Das is the ideal example of how he had given the whole remainder of his life, exemplifying the perfect standard of
renunciation.
In other words, we explained previously in Lord Chaitanya's instructions that one should not renounce temporarily. Real renunciation means renunciation that can be sustained throughout all of life. And not temporarily. So Raghunath Das, when he finally attained this, the lotus feet of the Lord, in his heart he becomes so renounced. He becomes so purified. So completely renounced that he was able to lead such an austere life. And describing how he would eat so little. And he would be always absorbed in the service of the Lord in the way he
would describe it.
Therefore, his position of renunciation. He really renounced. Not just temporarily. And these later descriptions of this particular chapter give the evidence of that type of renunciation. Not only was the evidence given, but was also very described very in great detail.
Sometimes we should put on my picture
of how pleased what we find the Lord is in
this world.
Raghunath Das would always increase his
ability.
He never became stagnant. He would always increase it. First he started by simply begging to see his glory.